It's that time. Yes, she's here.
It's that time.
Sustainable Solutions with Julia Gurry of New Pioneers. And we were talking about Roth had to remove one of the holiday gift bags of goodies.
Mm-hmm. I was quite tempted when I came in and saw all these gift bags. I hope folks are taking advantage of the good offerings.
Because you asked, are they free?
I kind of was hoping.
And I can't remember, what is it called? Well, gift bags when you go to an event.
Mm-hmm.
Goodie bag. I call them goodie bags.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they have all kinds of goodies in there.
And these do too.
A couple of them got so heavy, I had to stop adding candy to them.
Oh, no.
So the bag of holiday Reese's, mm-hmm. There were extras left over. I had to put them in the kitchen so that they're there for anyone who wants them.
I'm sure that was a disappointment.
Yeah. No one has taken them yet. So
really?
I'm just saying, if you want some before you leave, they're chocolate and the vanilla.
There you go. We were just talking about how the holiday Reese's are more fun.
They are. I guess they have more peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is.
Festive.
Yeah.
They are a little bit bigger, so they probably do have more peanut butter.
I think that's chocolate. What it is. Yeah. I think it's more peanut butter than chocolate.
Mm.
But that ratio is just really hits the spot. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. We'll go to I'll show you where the kitchen and the chocolate is hidden.
Perfect. The gift givers deserve treats too. Plus Julia. I'm just a guest. I'm not a gift giver.
What I've been saying is the reason why I like having these gift bags and why I started putting these together is because of this time of year, everyone, you know, kids, they say Christmas is for kids now. Yeah, true. But adulting is hard.
Adulting is hard.
We need some goodies. We need things for ourselves.
We do. And there are some good gifts that adults need that might be different than kids. But, you know, I get excited over things that I
didn't
were
think
weird
we would.
As kids.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like cleaning products. Ooh, that's on sale. That's free. Wow.
A Kroger gift card.
Exactly.
I can get groceries. That's great.
Right. Exactly. So there's things in there like the Bernheim family membership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And that actually ties really well, Miss Heidi, into what I was kind of going to talk a little bit about today.
Let's talk. What are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, we're going to talk about money. How fun.
Money. You never talk about money.
I know.
I know it's green, but that doesn't really fit with your
kind of
green.
It is. Well, I thought that this would be an interesting topic for today because we haven't talked a lot about it. But as we kind of strive to focus on sustainability a little holistically,
right.
You know, where we spend our money is a really big part of how we live our life and how we kind of vote with our dollars, so to speak,
right.
In terms of who we support and where.
Right.
So in this season of a lot of gift giving, like we're talking about, it's kind of a renewed opportunity to think about how we are investing our dollars, whether, you know, that's when we're buying things or where we're banking or doing different things, and how we're kind of doing that with sustainability in mind and with kind of our community sustainability in mind.
Okay.
So I kind of wanted to think a little bit about this on both a micro or kind of like small, like local level, but also on a little bit of a macro or like a larger kind of decision level.
Hit me with what you got.
So on kind of a micro level, I think that kind of ties into a lot of what we're talking about now, about the gift giving and about how we're spending, you know, some of our money day to day.
Right.
And we've talked a lot about, you know, buying things local, of course, reduces your carbon impact of kind of like traveling or shipping to receive goods. But, you know, there's a lot of great options around Christmas time to kind of sustainably spend. So options like gifting experiences, gifting things like memberships are a really good opportunity to support, you know, local parks, local institutions, while also kind of investing in them and in their mission. So that's always a really good option. And then also supporting local businesses is a great way to kind of be sustainable in again, that holistic sense of supporting economic vitality in our communities, but also supporting a lot of products that are made a little bit closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about some local businesses here in Bargetown. You can get your soaps at Making Good Sense.
Right. And that's some of their products. Great smelling stuff are in these gift bags too. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of great local businesses, you know, all throughout, of course, the three counties that New Pioneer serves. So Marion, Nelson, and Washington. But also, you know, a little bit broader. So lots of Christmas markets and different things going on are good avenues to find local artisans and local products and kind of be able to invest our dollars in that way while also having the fun of gift giving and getting to enjoy the season. So on a micro level, you know, something that I always try to think about when I'm buying things is, you know, how can I either like support a small business, support like a local vendor, or just kind of like purchase a little bit more consciously so that I'm also keeping that sustainability kind of piece in mind when I'm buying that. And, now, that, and that's not always possible, and it's
that's
hard.
That's true. Or we don't know what's available because sometimes a small business doesn't know how to put their business out there.
Oh, absolutely.
And so a lot of people won't know about it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's hard. And I think that's something that I've – this is just a personal trick. But something that I've kind of learned about myself is that we live in a very I heard someone describe this recently as we live in a microwave society in terms of things – we love to have things ready, you know, just
instant,
like that.
Yes.
And especially with myself with Christmas shopping, you know, I am more ahead of the game this year than I think I have been in my whole life in terms of getting Christmas gifts, which I'm very proud of. But sometimes when I get into like a Christmas gift buying mode, I just want to get everything or as much as I can on that day because that is when I'm focused and I'm on it.
True.
But, you know, sometimes I find that, you know, if I want to get, for example, my sister a lunchbox, it might be worth it for me to like take a little bit more time than I normally would and just, you know, buying one at a big box store or ordering one on Amazon to do a little bit of research and see, you know, what's out there, who in my community is making lunchboxes or what are some small businesses with products made in the United States that I can invest in. So sometimes it takes a little more time and I know also can also take a little bit more money. But when we can prioritize, you know, those options, I think it's a good kind of boost for us to be able to realize, you know, hey, on a micro level, like this purchase really made a difference and this purchase supported my community or supported, you know, these products that are made in the US.
Right.
And gives us a little boost in the process. So I think that maybe even just trying as you're doing your Christmas shopping to think about that sustainability factor in one or two gifts this year is a good pathway to kind of feel a little bit of that kind of sense of accomplishment when you realize that, you know, I can be buying things, I can be reusing things, and gifting wonderful things that are also kind of good for the earth. So
now we had someone from the 4-H come in last week.
Yeah.
And there was a Christmas shop that was at the Civic Center that weekend, last weekend, I think. And she was talking about small business that was set up there and some of the examples of what they had. And they were such different kind of things. I was so interested because, you know, you see the same things for Christmas, like the gift boxes or gift bags and the baskets, you know what I'm talking about. And it's like, okay, that's the same thing year after year.
Yeah.
And then when you hear something different, it's like, oh, okay.
I was a little bummed I did not get to go to that Christmas market.
I didn't either. Yeah.
I heard really good things about it.
Yeah.
And it's really neat to see people's ingenuity in thinking up new things. And I would also be remiss to add, you know, we've talked a little bit about the five R's and about how with regards to sustainability, the biggest thing, you know, we can do is refusing to buy new things or refusing, you know, if something is like packaged in a million sheets of plastic, maybe refusing that. But reusing, of course, is another really big thing.
Right.
And a lot of folks that are making their own goods are kind of taking different products and taking pieces of different things apart to kind of create something new. So that is always exciting to be able to support. And I was going to add, my family does kind of a white elephant exchange around Christmas time. So we all bring something that's worth like $20 about and, you know, blind kind of pick what we want.
Right.
You can steal.
Or trade it off. Yeah.
And I have a family member.
A lot of places, a lot of families are getting together to do that.
Yeah. And I have a bigger family. So that's a good way for us to not have to feel responsible for buying everybody a gift, but still get to do a little bit of gift giving and receiving. But I have a family member who this year shared that he's really trying to buy everything from like thrift shops and from junk stores. And where he lives, I mean, there's a ton of like good kind of locally run options that have like such a wide array of different things. But his gifts were banger. Like they were so good. And it really just made me kind of stop and think, you know, I mean, I think one thing he brought was like a kettle corn, like popping machine.
Oh,
that was really cute. And, you know, of course it didn't necessarily have the packaging because he got it secondhand, right. But he cleaned it and he tested it. And it was just really, really neat and kind of cool to be able to realize that he, you know, searched for that product right. And he found it and it was such a hit. So I think that was a really creative way to think a little sustainably. I don't know that he was thinking of that, but, you know, I'm sure it saved him a little bit of money on the front end of that. And
plus it was a very unique gift that still worked absolutely. And was very nice. Yeah,
absolutely. And it's exciting when you bring a gift to a white elephant that everybody wants. You kind of feel like you scored. So uh-huh. I think he felt like that and he was sustainable while doing it, which was really awesome to see.
Right.
So I think that's kind of a big part. And then I also just wanted to touch a little bit on kind of the macro level of using our money. So in the world of sustainability and in thinking about how to more sustainably spend and invest, a big question that a lot of people ask is, you know, how can I, quote unquote, vote with my dollars in how I'm banking or investing? And a lot of the times, and I'm not here to tell anybody where to bank or if they should switch their bank. I know we just had our lovely ad. but, you know, sometimes it's good to think a little bit about, you know, is the bank that I'm working with investing in things that I believe in? So, you know, a lot of kind of bigger name banks do invest in fossil fuel infrastructure mm-hmm. or different kind of things that may not be in the best interest of the sustainability of the world moving forward. And I think aligning our values with kind of where we're spending our money day to day, but also kind of where we're investing our money long term is just a good practice to kind of live more into that and in sustainability as well. So, you know, if and again, not trying to tell anybody where to bank, but if, you know, you are with an institution where maybe your values are not aligned with where they are investing, you know, that gives you an opportunity as a member, as a customer within that institution mm-hmm. to be able to advocate for a little bit of change. So on one hand, that could be a really interesting opportunity for you, you know, to write letters or talk to your local branch manager and mm-hmm. and just kind of ask and learn more about, you know, the different things that they're investing in and making some suggestions. You know, you have a voice because you are kind of working with them as a customer. And on the flip side, you know, working with more local banks presents the opportunity to really kind of invest in your community in a different way. Mm-hmm. So that is always a really great way to kind of be able to target that money within your community and hopefully live a little bit more sustainably in the process.
Well, one of the great things about living in a small area mm-hmm. as opposed to like here versus Louisville, you know, yes. a smaller area, that's what yeah. I mean, is that the banks around here, they are very, I don't want to say small town, but they're hometown banks.
Yes.
And absolutely. They're not like a New York bank.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a big home bank in New York is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely.
And so they're very open about helping the community. And mm-hmm. and this time of year, I just had and shared a picture of a bunch of all the local banks actually got together to donate money to a local charity.
Oh, amazing.
For this time of year. So they get together and do that. They're very open and very, just very want to let people know about what they're doing and donating to various things and helping the community to get into the community to give back to what they've gotten to get started.
Yes.
So that's one of the great things about living in a smaller area like this, as opposed to a bigger place like Louisville mm-hmm. Or like New York, you know, it's very nice to be in a smaller area like that.
It is. I think that's a great point. And I mean, so many of the local banks are doing so many wonderful things
right.
in the community, you know, of course, right now and throughout the year. And so, you know, when we can kind of consciously connect where we are holding our money or where we are, I know, you know, getting a mortgage and different things are a little bit harder because sometimes right. you need to find what's right. best for you. But, you know, where we are investing, I think, has as much
the to overall do with, picture.
Yeah. The overall picture as to, you know, maybe how much interest we're making.
Right.
So that's something that we try to think about and that folks talk a lot about in sustainability. And I think it's a topic as relevant now as any other time of year. So thanks for letting me share.
No problem. And with New Pioneers, how can anyone find or everyone find out more about New Pioneers?
Yes. So I did actually want to share that with your help, thank you, Heidi, we have been sharing links to listen to all of these radio shows on our website, on our resources page. So if you visit newpioneers.org, and that's pioneers with an S, .org, and you click on resources and scroll on down to the bottom, you can find direct links to listen to all of our radio episodes if you're curious. That also is where our resource library is housed, which has a lot of information about different local resources, from battery recycling to farmers markets information and different things like that. And we're also working in the new year on kind of enhancing and updating our website to share more events, to share what's going on.
Well, that's great.
And also we do post a lot on social media, especially on Facebook. So we would love for you to follow us on Facebook to kind of get some live time updates on when things are going on. But we're excited to be jumping into a new year with some fresh events and fresh things. So we would love if you checked us out.
So it's New Pioneers. Just
New Pioneers. New Pioneers.
Okay. On Facebook and your webpage?
On Facebook. And then our webpage is just newpioneers.org.
All right. Sounds good. Yes. And what you were talking about is you just go to our webpage, wokh.fm, and you can scroll down or just, I think it's now, just look to the right and you will find a link to go to our archives page. Yes. And you can find all of our interviews. And like this one should be posted by mid to late afternoon.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right. Thanks for coming in this morning, as always. And we'll see you next year.
Can't wait.
Julia, thanks for coming in with Sustainable Solutions for New Pioneers. You got the Rocket at 102.7 WOKH.